This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension. Southern rust in corn has been confirmed in 10 counties, including Butler County in east central Nebraska, as well as frog eye leaf spot in soybeans in Dodge, Saunders, and Washington counties. Warm temperatures and high humidity promote development and the spread of these two diseases. Southern rust does not overwinter on residue and must be blown in by the wind from the south. Most corn hybrids do not have good resistance to southern rust. It is important to scout fields, especially later planted corn fields, since an infection during earlier growth stages could lead to greater yield losses if not controlled. Southern rust tends to occur on the upper leaf surface and can be tanned orange in color, whereas common rust is darker orange to red. More information about identifying southern rust, please visit cropwatch.unl.edu and send a sample to the UNL Plant and Pest Diagnostic Clinic for confirmation. Timely fungicide application can be very effective at controlling southern rust in corn. In soybeans, frog eye leaf spot infection occurs more readily on newer leaves, and this is why we can see the symptoms of the disease on the upper canopy. In Nebraska, estimated yield losses from frog eye leaf spot are generally 20% or less on highly susceptible varieties. The source of the disease is infested soybean residue, infected seed, or even airborne spores. The disease can overwinter on soybean residue in Nebraska. Symptoms of the disease are spots about a quarter inch in diameter, with the center spot being brown to gray and having a reddish to purplish margin. Timely fungicide application at pod set can be very effective in controlling frog eye leaf spot in soybeans. For more information and pictures of southern rust in corn and frog eye leaf spot in soybeans, please visit our local website at croptechcafe.org or give me a call at 727-2775. Know your crop, know your tech, know your bottom line. This is Dr. Nathan Mueller, your local agronomist for Nebraska Extension on KTIC.